Look at those abandoned shopping carts, Joe thought. Two of them were parked on his front lawn. Two more were parked behind his car in the driveway. His neighborhood had gone downhill. He lived half a mile from Food Co., a supermarket chain. Nobody should take a shopping cart half a mile from the supermarket, and no one with any respect for others should leave a shopping cart in a stranger's yard. Shoppers should push the cart out to their car and then leave it there. If they don't own a car, they should buy their own personal cart to transport their groceries home. He called Food Co. to tell them that four carts were on his property. They said they would be over as soon as they could. That meant about a week. Throughout his neighborhood, carts were scattered in various places, including the streets themselves. As if kids, pets, and potholes weren't enough, drivers now had to dodge shopping carts. Joe wondered how there could be any left in the supermarket. Food Co. paid over $100 for each cart, so he thought they'd guard them better. Instead, they did nothing to secure the carts. They simply paid someone to drive around the neighborhood once or twice a week to pick up stranded carts. Joe opened the yellow pages of his phone book. He was going to hire a contractor to build a fence around his lawn and a locking gate for his driveway. Enough was enough.